mobile monitoring.
KI-7, QMD mobile monitoring 19.
KF-8 ENS mobile. KA-8 CAT mobile. Hey, good morning, my friend. Where are you headed today?
Just headed out to go see the back cracker.
Nice. I remember when I was in that mode and how much better I felt after one of those adjustments.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a good thing or bad thing, but he's got me hooked. I usually go once every 2 weeks or so just to keep everything where it should be.
Well, for me, I made a simple life adjustment that didn't make that necessary anymore, but then again, I'm not leaning over engine bays all day either, so your mileage may vary.
Where are you off to this morning?
I have the day off today, and I'm starting my adventure, going to get my teeth cleaned, good grief. And then after that, I'm heading down to the Jordan Valley area, and I'm going to backpack the Jordan River Pathway overnight tonight.
Awesome. I mean, everything except for the teeth cleaning, but, you know, the backpacking trip, that sounds really cool, man. You should have some good temperatures for sleeping anyway.
Yeah, and good temperatures for hiking, too. I don't like to hike when it's hot. I've been trying to get out and do this trip for a while now, and the weather just hasn't cooperated. I really want to give the knees a test before I go up to the Minnesota North Shore first week of October and do a pretty good stretch of trail up there. So, yeah, this is a little test run.
Good deal. That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Hey, I had a little conversation with Dell yesterday for the first time in I don't know how long. Just nothing special, but just let you know I heard from him.
Yeah, I hear of him, and I hear him on the radio every once in a while going a million miles an hour. I have not been monitoring his repeater up in Sheboygan, though. Seems like there's some intermittent interference on it. I don't know if it's around me or what, but Ryan has mentioned the same thing, so I don't know if you're finding it to be problematic also.
You know, it's funny you say that, because yesterday, Sunday, I was out in the shack for a little bit, and both on his repeater, the WBADEL, and then this repeater, I was getting, I'm going to call it some sort of interference. I could see it on my power bar that there was something there, but you know, there was no static or anything. And it lasted for a couple, 3 hours, and then just turned off.
Yeah, there seems to be some crazy stuff going on. No idea. In Ryan's case, he was troubleshooting it. I told him I'd swing by with my spectrum analyzer and see if we could figure out what was going on at his house. He says that as soon as he pulls out of his driveway, most of it disappears. So he's got something going on there in his home that is causing some interference locally. But I kind of dismissed it until I started hearing the same thing on a couple of these 2-meter frequencies as well.
And from what I gather, talking with some of the people that are on that UP repeater site that I go to, that it's kind of odd to have that in 2-meter because it's a higher frequency. They say you run into that all the time with HF, you know, like your blower fan in your furnace, if it's getting old and wore out, will give interference. But they said it's really kind of odd to have it at the 2-meter frequencies.
Well, I don't know if it's related or not, but as I think I've told you, this repeater is linked with a bunch of other repeaters. So potentially if there's interference on one of them, including some of the UHF ones, it could potentially be rebroadcast out on the link. The other thing, too, is that the DMR tower that they have over here is also linked with this analog system. So if somebody is messing around and trying to get in on DMR and having a hard time, and that guy might have been me once or twice, that could broadcast or transmit interference over the analog link as well.
Yeah, it's really kind of interesting. I know there were a couple times I heard you doing some tests, but the back end of your transmission was clipped. And there were a couple times I tried calling out to you, and then you didn't come back, so I don't know whether you were making adjustments or whatnot. But that was, you know, so I could hear you at times doing things, but the interference I'm getting is just, I don't hear anything. I just see it on my, you know, your little power meter on the bottom of your screen.
Yeah, that's really odd. Don't know what it could be. As far as what I was doing, I was trying to get into the analog link repeater system on DMR using their talk group, and I think I've found that one of the talk group networks, the TGIF network, doesn't like my hotspot for some reason. I switched back over to another network called Brandmeister, and that one works beautifully. I mean, I can hit my hotspot, and I get full power. I get full quieting. The audio is crystal clear, and I can connect and disconnect to different talk groups easily. So I don't know. I think there's something going on with whatever connection I have to that other network, and I don't know if I'm going to keep trying to get it working or if I'm just going to abandon it.
Yeah, that's frustrating when, you know, you're over here and it works just fine, and you go over here and you don't change anything, and it doesn't work worth a crap. I can make you pull your hair out.
Well, the good thing for you is that if you ever decide to get into DMR, I'm going to have it all figured out for you.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was sitting last night. I was kind of looking, you know, doing some more reading on DMR and whatnot. And I don't know if I had an idiotic moment or an epiphany. It's one or the other. But I'm thinking, you know, what's my purpose here doing this? And, you know, I've come to the conclusion that my purpose is I want to get communications with certain people, you know, you and Josh and the kids and whatnot, with no other infrastructure involved, you know, just Simplex, nothing else that relies on anybody else. And I'm seeing all these shiny things around, and I'm being an old crow, and I'm jumping at all these shiny things. I need to just focus on my main objective and get that squared away, and then I can move on to the next one.
Yeah, well, that's a tough nut to crack, you know, given your requirements on that. I mean, heck, it's hard enough just getting you and I to talk together when we're probably some of the closest ones. But the one thing I did justify for jumping over to DMR is that in the meantime, before you need that, you know, one emergency or, you know, golden communications option, you can really have a lot of effect in the meantime using the other infrastructure when it's available, and it opens up a bunch of different options for you when you're doing that. So I think it's worthwhile to pursue.
Oh, yeah, I definitely understand exactly what you're saying. I get too flighty, and I get going too many different directions that I tend to not do any of them worth a crap. So I got to sharpen my focus a little bit. I don't have the bandwidth to have a lot of things going on the peripheral.
Like I said, before I'm said and done with this, I'll have it figured out pretty well, and if you decide that you want to make the jump over and add it as another arrow in your quiver, you should be able to hit the ground running, and I'll have things figured out.
That's why I like having smart people like you on my side.
Well, I appreciate the endorsement, but I got to be honest with you, I feel like a bull just, you know, bumbling through a china shop on this stuff, and you know, trying something and it doesn't work, trying something and it doesn't work, and then all of a sudden one thing works and, you know, kind of makes my day.
I think for the most part, though, if you look down through history, that's how all the big things happened, is people just going at it with a hammer and, you know, it worked. So, yeah, keep doing what you're doing, man.
I'm pretty doubtful that I'm going to be able to reach this repeater from the Jordan Valley, but there is a 2-meter tower, supposedly a repeater in East Jordan, that, according to Repeater Book, has been updated recently. So hopefully I can hit that tonight and see how that works from my campsite.
If you think of it, I'm almost positive I got that programmed in, but just in case I don't, if you think of it, shoot me the frequency and the PL tone and for all that stuff, and I'll put that in the radio tonight when I'm out in the shack and give you a shout.
Okay, cool. I'll do that. That'd be great if you can reach that from where you are. I know I can't reach it from my location at my base, but if you could, that might be cool if we could connect up tonight.
Yeah, I'd definitely give it a shot. Maybe my just my geographical height will give me a little bit of a boost.
All right, man. Well, I'm at my destination, so I'm going to drop and wish you a good day, and hopefully we'll be able to connect up later tonight. KF80NF.
All right, my friend. Have a good time at the dentist, and yeah, have a great time with that backpacking trip. Be careful, and I'll give you a shout tonight once I get that in the radio. KZAT, clear.
NATMH, mobile. NATMH, mobile. NATMH, mobile, Charlie Boy.
KF80NF, mobile.
What is there, NATMH, mobile?
Hey, good morning, Drake. How's it going?
Just another day. I'm headed over to Emmett County Road Commission this morning.
Oh, interesting. Are they changing over from their analog radio system to digital by chance?
Yeah, they're going to be going over to the 800 system soon. We have all of their radios at our shop. We're just waiting for code plugs and stuff back from the state.
Dang. I really, really enjoyed listening to their analog frequencies during the ice storm that we had up here and finding out what roads were open and closed. Sucks that they're moving over to that digital system that hardly anybody can listen in on anymore.
Actually, it's a lot easier to listen to it than you think. Adam has a SDR trunk system over at the Hackleberg Tower that actually is able to pick up all of the 800 traffic up in the Tri-County area, and then I've got one down in Traverse City that's doing the same thing for the Grand Traverse area. So we could actually give you, it's literally a website or a little web interface that you can use to listen to the traffic on and everything. It's a lot easier to listen to 800 P25 than you think. You can quite literally just get some cheap $35 SDR receivers, run some software on a laptop, and decode it.
How does that work for like a handheld scanner device or something along those lines, though? Is that something that's available to intercept those signals?
Yeah, you just got to spend a terrifying amount of money on a unit and scanner. Whistler was our go-to until they went out of business, unfortunately. But yeah, really the only player in the handheld scanner world now is Uniden.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of. That's what I thought. Oh, well. Hey, on another note, so I continued experimenting over the weekend with my DMR set up through my hotspot and continued having problems with the TGIF network and dialing up those talk groups. I got frustrated and reset my hotspot for the Brandmeister network last night, and I started using that again, and man, that just connects and disconnects. I don't have any audio clipping. I don't have any other of the problems I had on TGIF. So I don't know why, but my hotspot does not like the TGIF network for some reason.
It's kind of what we've been finding with TGIF, is it's just been kind of problematic, and we used to be, like, leaning more towards it, because we can still get talk groups for TGIF. You can still get talk groups made for it. You can't get talk groups made anymore for Brandmeister. They're not doing that anymore. Their way of making a talk group is you use your radio ID or a repeater's radio ID as the talk group number. And it's just frustrating. But at this point, we might have to start doing that because TGIF is just starting to become a pain. I might see about making a bridge between the two or something like that. I'm not quite sure yet.
That makes me feel a little bit better that it's not just me. So, validates that I'm at least doing a couple of things right.
Yeah, I don't know. TGIF has always been kind of finicky, and we're really steering away from them because they really only want to do everything with hotspots. They don't really want to do anything with repeaters, and their way of handling, connecting talk groups up to a repeater is not very great. You can't set stuff as a static talk group. You can't, say, oh, I want this repeater to have this talk group always be, connected to it. With Brandmeister, you can set static talk groups, and then if you key up another talk group, it sets it as dynamic, so it only, if you don't key up within 10 minutes, it actually just drops the talk group from the repeater. TGIF does not do that, and we're not really a huge fan.
Yeah, I think I noticed that, and actually on my Pi-Star setup, I have an option to set a standard talk group or a static talk group on Brandmeister, so I did not see that option on the TGIF setup. I'm thinking about maybe setting up my hotspot for both. There's a little bit of code that I found that you can copy-paste into the configuration. And then I guess what you're supposed to do when you use a TGIF talk group is you're supposed to use a full 7-digit talk group number with a prefix. It doesn't sound too terribly difficult. So, I don't know, I might give that a try and see how that works.
Okay, yeah. My hotspot at my my place, I have it set up that way. It works. And that's about all I can say. It just works. It's just kind of annoying because you got to use the prefix to use TGIF, but, it is what it is. But that does work, and you got to set it up for your DMR, the master to DMR gateway, and then you put in your Brandmeister stuff in the spot where it asks you to on the DMR gateway file, and then you got to put your TGIF stuff in there. However, that's also finicky too, because if you change something on the configuration page of Pi-Star, or if you're using WPSD, it actually erases that, and you have to paste it back in there.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was worried about, that if you do one of these little workarounds, does an update on your device crush it? If you change some other settings, does it make some issues? So that's why I didn't do it right away, and maybe if TGIF is not as reliable, I'm not going to use it anyway, and I'll just stick with Brandmeister. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I haven't had as many issues as you're having with TGIF, though, as far as the audio dropping out and stuff like that. That's weird. I have not had that problem before. For me, it connects or it just doesn't. And there is no in-between. Either it works or it doesn't work, and there is no, it doesn't just drop out all the time. I don't know. Your issue there is different.
Well, I've always thought I've been special.
I'm definitely special, but a different kind of special.
Motherhead, you tested?
Oh, yeah, and it was kind of presumed by several others at that point.
I think the kind term for that is savant.
Precisely.
Hey, do you know anything about a repeater in East Jordan that is on the 2-meter band and maintained by the Channel Lakes Amateur Radio Club?
You mean the repeater that was on the tower in East Jordan that's now on the ground?
Okay, well, that answers my question. I'm going to be doing just a quick little overnight backpack in the Jordan Valley tonight, and I was going to try to jump on that repeater, but I was wondering if it was still up and running or not, and that gives me my answer.
Yeah, that was maintained by Terry. He actually used to work for the company that I work for now, and yeah, it was rather unfortunate when that tower came down, but yeah, that repeater has been off the air since the storm. So, this one you might be able to get over there, and I say might.
Yeah, well, the Jordan Valley is a pretty big, deep hole, and I've only got a 5-watt HT with me on this little trip with a pretty decent antenna, so I don't have my hopes up, but I'll give it a try.
You'll have to try it at least, so... It's either that one, or you can try the 7-4. The 7-4 works in some spots in Charlevoix County, and same with the 1-9. The 1-9 is more reliable in that area, but some of the valleys, since the 7-4 is in a different spot, it actually kind of tends to, I don't know, it fills in spots where the closer repeater doesn't, and vice versa.
Okay, that's interesting. Good to know. I'll give that a try. I'm wondering if maybe being that far south, if I could possibly hit the East or the Traverse City repeater as well.
I wouldn't get your hopes up.
All right. Good to know. Thanks.
Yeah, you're not really going to get into either of the Traverse City repeaters. The 86 maybe. Most likely on a mobile, I doubt it on a portable. And the 2-6 definitely only on a mobile.
All right, well, this is my first jaunt down to the area with my ham license. So I've been here a bunch of times before and tried to hit the GMRS towers that used to be down in that area and was not very successful with that. So I was hoping I could hit something down there tonight, but... we'll see. I've got a buddy of mine that's up in the area that said he'll be monitoring and just to give it a try if we can connect up. So I'll let him know that East Jordan repeater is down and that he should listen for me on this one.
There you go. That works. I know there used to be a GMRS in East Jordan, but I think it was also on the same tower, which if that's the case, it's also probably non-existent now.
Yes, that is correct. I was actually staying at a friend's place in Horton Bay during that time, right on Lake Charlevoix, and the tower, I think I probably could have seen it from where I was, and I was using that GMRS tower repeater to stay in touch, and then one day it was gone, and I later learned that it was on the tower that collapsed.
Well, that answers that question.
There was also another repeater there that, it was the same one, that was owned by a guy who had a GMRS repeater up on Krause Road on that tower that collapsed. So he had a pretty bad day with both of his repeaters going down.
Yep. That was not a great time.
2.2 miles.
And actually, believe it or not, that ice storm is the reason why the road commission is going to 800, because they're at the CCE Steps Tower that we have our microwave equipment at, and that MI5 DMR repeater is also at that Steps Tower. It's not Dell's tower, it's the county-owned one. The road commission's also on that tower, and the generator ran out of gas, and then none of the road commission guys were able to communicate. And, that's why they're going to the state system, is because they don't want to have to worry about the generator running out of gas and then not being able to communicate.
That would explain why I couldn't hear anything about their efforts that were going on out there after several days. So, yeah, good to know. By the way, I was at the Straits Area Amateur Radio Club meeting Saturday before last, and they talked about Dell's tower. Apparently, when he drove up to it, the guy lines were drooping so bad, you know, on his first visit during that ice storm, that they very, very nearly lost that tower as well, according to Dell.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. That's a really tall tower. We used to have our stuff there, and then we moved. But I think our two UHF antennas that we had there are still on the tower.
Did you happen to see the drone footage that that Dell had done surveying the damage on all of the antennas and all the other equipment on there?
I did not, but I can only imagine how catastrophic it was.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And I guess there's a probably literally a ton of gear on that tower that hasn't been used in years and years and years. Old cellular repeater, microwaves, I guess, or I don't remember what they called it. But anyway, apparently a lot of that stuff is coming down to try to reduce the weight on that thing. I guess it's 630 feet tall. Wow.
Yep, that tracks. I've been up at that site numerous times. I've actually had to walk back there one time, and it was in the wintertime. That was before I had the Beamer. I wouldn't dare go back there with the Beamer, but I had a blue minivan, and I got that thing stuck back there once. It was a fun time trying to get it out, but I've walked back there from the road. It's about a half, three-quarters of a mile walk, and I've had to go in there and fix stuff. So, but, yeah, there's, I'm pretty sure AT&T is there, but I don't know if they're doing anything with that site still. Cell phone companies have a tendency to, when they leave a site, they leave all their stuff on the tower but remove all the stuff on the ground.
Sounds like that's the case exactly with that one from what the guys at the meeting told me. But, yeah, I know that area quite well. My buddy and I, we used to do a lot of backcountry skiing on those hills below that tower, and that was kind of one of our routes that we would get in back to some of those hills. So those are some good times.
Yeah, that's for sure. But, anyway. Yeah, so, but yeah, you can try that, that MI5 machine. I forget what the frequency pair is on it, though. So I'd have to figure out what it is, but, that, you should be able to hit that one.
Will I find that on Repeater Book?
Probably not. It's not very, it's pretty new. Give me one second. I might be able to find it.
Yeah, don't bother, man. It's okay. I don't have anything to write with at the moment, and I'm heading south on the highway, so we can revisit it another time.
I just found it. It's 444.25. And all the talk group information is on mi5.cc, so you'll find all that stuff there, plus all the other machines that Central Michigan's got up here.
442.5, and where is that located physically?
444.25, and it's at the county, the Stutzmanville Tower, the county one.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So you probably have no issue hitting that one.
All right, well, I'll give it a try, maybe tonight, see if I can get to it from the deep hole.
All right, sounds good. I'm going to let you go, sir. I'm not too far from my destination here. KX8ENF, NEDMH Mobile, 73.
Have a great day, Drake, and I will catch up with you later, KX8ENF.
KE8F3W, portable.
Morning, Brad, how are things?
Morning, Drake. Hey, we're pretty good here. It's a beautiful day.
We're moving right along here. I was just up in Petoskey. I'm headed down to Kalkaska now. So I'm just going south here on 131.
All right, on. Yeah, you sound good so far. So.
Feels like fall, but it's not September yet.
Right? Yeah, it's probably in the 50s, yep. And definitely a cold one.
Yeah, we had 45 degrees at my place this morning. I was kind of surprised.
Yeah, that's for sure. Maybe fall's going to come early.
I'm not going to complain too much. It means I'll spend less on air conditioning my place.
Yeah, electric bill will go down a little bit.
Well, you got any fun plans for the day, or are you just chilling around?
Yeah, we're going to chill around for a little bit, so I don't really have anything big going on.
I wish I could say that. It's been go, 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 and no stop for a long time.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So, yeah, even all over the state.
Yeah, I'll be right back. I got a work phone call. Anyway.
Alrighty, go be here. KE8FTW.
NADMH Mobile. NADMH Mobile, WN8Q Portable.
Hey, Larry, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, Drake. Good to hear from you. Today, I just got a question for you. I got on the levering repeater and was able to connect MI5 statewide one. That worked great. And my question is, does the Petoskey DMR repeater, can I do MI5 statewide one on that, or is that just levering?
Nope, you can do that one on the Petoskey tower, too. Plus, there's one in Stutz, 444.25. They'll all do the same thing.
Okay, roger that. I thought maybe I could, but I wasn't, not exactly fully understand the networking of MI5, but I have just a little trouble getting through to levering for my location portable, but Petoskey works great. But anyway, so headed out somewhere, I imagine.
Say that last part again.
Oh, I just was saying, I guess you're headed out somewhere.
I'm headed down to Kalkaska right now from Petoskey.
Okay, roger that. Going over to Doug Barbier's house today, we're going to put up his hex beam antenna. He really lost in the ice storm, did damage to the mast and the antenna, and the tower was okay, but the antenna was pretty well crunched from the ice storm. So he got a new hex beam, a more solid structural one, so he's going to be anxious to get that up. So good day to do that, although a little bit windy.
Yeah, a little windy, but a good temperature for it. You're not going to bake in the sun.
Yeah, I like that. So anyway, okay, well, I heard you. I'm out walking the dog. I heard you on the air earlier, and I just thought I'd ask you that DMR question. So thanks so much. Thanks for everything you do, and I sure appreciate it. So N8 DMH. I will say 73 from WN8Q.
Sounds good, Larry. We'll catch you later. N8DMH, mobile.
N8DMH, KE8FJW.
Yeah, go ahead, Brad.
So I got into the All-Star Node setup menu. The duplexer type is one. Does it need to be a different number?
Yeah, so duplex, when you have duplex set to 1, that's actually a half duplex. It's meant for like a simplex all-star node. You're going to want to set that to 2. And then you'll have to go into the repeater, reprogram it to disable the internal audio path.
Okay. Alright, I'll have to remember to do the repeater part, but yep, so set it to 2 and disable the audio path.
Yep, and then you'll have to, you might be okay without calibrating your audio, your receive and transmit audio levels, because they're fine. Well, at least your receive audio seems fine right now, so. But, yeah, it'll, the repeat audio is going to go through app repeat instead of internally in the repeater.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take a look and see where it's at. I'll take a look and see what we can do.
Okay. Yeah, and then you can also go in there and adjust your hang time as well if you want a little longer hang time. Usually I do 2,500 milliseconds or 2.5 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the hang time on my end seems fine, so.
Okay. But, yeah, that's all in there, and then, once you get those adjusted, let me know. I don't know if I'll be in repeater range. I probably won't be really in repeater range until I get back into Traverse, so, because, Calcasca is kind of a hole.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, you're starting to get a little scratch in the background there, but yeah. Oh, we'll work on this probably, this afternoon.
All right, sounds good. I'll be working on projects this evening, so I'll have some time to, if you need anything, I'll be able to sit down and look at what you got. So, there you go.
Sounds good. Thanks, sir. Enjoy the rest of your day. And 18H, KE8FGW.
Who's your Brad? You as well. 73, and 8DMH, mobile.
NADMH, KE8FJW. KE8FJW, monitoring. KE8FJW, monitoring. KE8FJW, affordable, monitoring. KE8FJW, I'll be a monitor. Portable.
Hello, W8RPM.
W8RPM, KE8FJW. Good morning, Ron.
Good day. I'm, on the road once again. My signal okay?
Yeah, it seems to be doing good.
Well, it's a little funny little squawk there when you unkey. I am on the 19. I'm on my way to East Jordan, and I actually put a real radio in the truck. I mean, just temporarily. It's not a permanent install, but it's at least a real radio with real output, should be 45 watts, and I'm going to be running around all day, man, it's just nuts. I've got, I'm on my way to a 12:30 that I'll be a little early for, and then I have a 1:45 that'll take a couple hours, and I'll be lucky if I'm home by dinner time.
Oh boy, yeah, you sound real busy. That's for sure. So yeah, well, hopefully you have all safe travels, that's for sure. And, yeah, the BTEC radio I have is, it likes to do a little squawk at the end, and I try different things to find how to get rid of it, and yeah, it don't seem to work, so I think there's a bug in the software that, so I'm hoping for the when they do the next firmware upgrade that we can turn that little squawk off.
Yeah, it's like an FIC sort of transmitter ID kind of thing. I don't know how many memories you have programmed in there, but have you tried doing a master reset?
No, I didn't do that. That could be a next thing.
You know, modern radio's got, you know, 100 or 200 memories. Then again, you can, you know, just save it and save the configuration and chirp and do a reset, see if it's okay, then reload it and see if it's back, you know. But that's, you know, I don't own one VTech, right? Well, I had a VTech 5x3, that's tri-band handheld, and it died on its own just because it wanted to. I picked it up one day and it was dead. But I don't have any experience with the VTech stuff, but, you know, signaling, that's a signaling thing. So it should be under signaling, I don't know. I got friends that do it on purpose with their Motorola radios, and I yell at them constantly. It's like, turn that off. It's not appropriate in amateur radio. It's not needed. It's not necessary. It's annoying. Turn it off. You have an excuse, at least.
Oh, yeah, I get it. So, yeah. Yeah, we'll figure it out, but anywho. Yeah, it's a beautiful day. It's still cool, though, that's for sure, and it's still August. So it's definitely, I should say it is nice, because the past few weeks it was miserable hot and way too much heat, and humidity was way, way bad. So, but yeah, we're enjoying the day here, and just about noon, the lights at work, and probably find some dinner for the, or I shouldn't say dinner, lunch for the kids. Oh, looks like the oldest is going to take care of that, so that's good. So, other than that, yeah, we're doing good here. I did a little setting changes in my All-Star node and the full duplex, so everything seems to be working good. So,
I know you said you had just gotten up at, you know, yesterday, like at 1 o'clock, 1:30. Are you an afternoon guy, or are you a midnight guy?
Well, yeah, I guess I'll be a midnight guy. the work schedule got me on working night shift, so, and my day off, so I was able to, I think I got to sleep about sometime after 3. I think it was just about 3:15 or so when I last seen the clock and fell asleep there watching TV.
Look, work-wise, you work afternoons. So, I worked afternoons the majority of my life. It was actually my preferred shift. I didn't mind midnights either. You know, I mean, midnights wasn't bad, you know, when you're on that schedule and if you can stay on it. But, and days was my least favorite. My absolute least favorite, having to get up at, you know, 6 to be to work at 8. Yeah, no. I did it for a few years on and off, and not my cup of tea.
Oh, that's for sure. I understand that one. Yeah, I worked the early mornings, and I worked at 6 a.m., and now where I'm at, 6 p.m., so, yeah, the time clock, or not time clock, the alarm clock, yep, so, some people just don't like the alarm clock. Yeah, I enjoyed the days, because I got to spend time I got to be awake with the family when I'm on my days off, but now I sleep the morning away, so I'm trying not to do that this time, so we'll see how it goes. Yeah, that's for sure. Something else I was going to comment on. I'm drawing a blank. But there you go.
Man, this thing sure plays nice. I did not expect to really have great coverage in here. Super hilly. I don't know if this one, I'm closer to this one, but the 7.4 might actually still be better. But anyhow. And yeah, I just have a little quarter wave on here, so it seems to be doing what it's supposed to be doing. And I mean, I was getting by with a 5-watt handheld, so anyway. All right, I will let you you run, you can at least go supervise lunch, or at least benefit from the efforts of the one you have well trained. So, but I'll be here on and off all day long, like it or not. Talk to you soon. K, let's see if I get it right. Is it K-E-8 or K-F-8? I think it's K-E-8. F-J-W, right? Frank, John, William. I'll remember it eventually. W-A-R.
All right, very good. Yeah, sounds good. So, yep, you got the call right. It's K-E-8-F-J-W. There you go. Anyway, sounds good, Ron. Yep, we'll catch you out here. We'll be out here, too. So, yep, 7-3 for now. W-A-R-P-M, K-E-8-F-J-W.
Okay. Good evening.